1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
I'd like to say at the outset, if we get any new news about Robert Blake, we'll be happy to talk to you about it. We'll be happy to bring guests on. But all that happened today on the Robert Blake front was that he was charged with murder. And that's that. We want to do some entertainment stuff, though, with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier right now. And Doug's got our annual What's Hot and What's Not spring list. And you got a take on this Robert Blake thing, Doug?
I do have a take on it. I think that, first of all, Phil, I am a gay man and a gay journalist. I like to let people know that so they know exactly who they're dealing with. I'm a gay man. I've been out of the closet for the last 3 months, and it's been a long, hard road looking at life. But as a gay man, as a gay journalist, because we're a little bit more perceptive than most people, I think Robert Blake, I don't think he could have done this.
And why not?
I don't think Robert Blake could have done it, Phil, for one simple reason. It's kind of surprising to me that you'd ask why not. He played a police officer on television for 7 seasons as Beretta. He is intimately familiar with the workings of the police department. He's intimately familiar with the law. And he certainly is intimately familiar with what is against the law. It doesn't make any sense for someone who got that deep into the research of a character as a police officer to turn around and commit a murder. So as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I can tell you right now that Robert Blake is innocent. And I think this is going to be disposed of rather quickly.
Well, you can't say he is innocent.
I think I can. I think I, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I have the perception to say Robert Blake is definitely innocent. There's no doubt in my mind.
Because he played a cop?
Because he played a police officer. Why? All of the research he did as a police officer, hello, murder is against the law. You know that. It's the first thing you learn as a police officer. And why would you then go out and commit murder? So I think he is innocent.
Well, that's going to be something really interesting to explore with you later on, that he's just flat not guilty.
Well, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I'm saying that, Phil.
I know you're a gay man and a gay journalist. All right, look, let's get to what's hot and what's not here in the year 2002 spring.
What's hot and what's not is our annual list, Phil. I'm Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. As a gay man, as a gay journalist, I am a trend watcher. I think we all, gay men and gay journalists, can spot what's bubbling under.
Why is this thing, you're gay, so important?
Well, first of all, Phil, it's important to understand that as a gay man, as a gay journalist, we have an eagle eye because we spend a lot of time in the clubs, downtown restaurants, for the mere purpose of the fact that we've been pushed out of the suburbs. You don't have a lot of gay people in the suburbs, so we've been in the downtown club areas, we've been in the downtown restaurant areas, and so we see the trends, we spot the trends, we know what's hot, we know what's not. And as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I can tell you what's hot and what's not for the year 2002 in the springtime. In the world of music right now, Phil, it's the Backstreet Boys. They are absolutely huge. Teenage girls can't get enough of them.
Which group is it?
The Backstreet Boys. This is a boy group. And one of the things you're going to be noticing is all these boy groups that are so popular. Another group that's very big right now is called 98 Degrees. But the big, big group right now with all the teenage girls, they can do no wrong. Backstreet Boys.
All right. And a lot of this stuff I'm not familiar with, okay?
That's right.
What about on television? What TV show is everybody watching?
Right now, Phil, the hottest new game show has got to be a little thing called Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And I'll tell you what, think of television right now, they're trending a little bit more toward these...
Now, you said Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
That's right. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
The one that's hosted by Regis Philbin.
That's the one. Right now on television, they're really enjoying these game shows, and they're also going to be trying these reality shows pretty soon. But right now, there's nothing hotter than Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
All right. Next on the list, hottest actor right now.
Sizzling hot. Girls can't get enough of this guy. He is on everybody's A-list. He's a $20 million actor. We're talking about Leonardo DiCaprio, Phil. This kid is absolutely the only one that they're talking about. I've never seen a star bigger.
Leonardo DiCaprio, you're talking about right now?
Yes, sir, right now. If you want to discuss these, we can do that. Otherwise, I'd kind of like to get this list out and get my comments out.
Go ahead. Leonardo DiCaprio was big.
No, was big. He is big. Have you ever heard of a little thing called Titanic?
Yeah, that was the movie in 97.
Yeah. That's the biggest movie out there right now. It's grossed more money than any other movie. It's grossed more money worldwide than any other movie. Grossed more money domestic. Take it from me, Phil. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, Leonardo DiCaprio. Word, by the way, Phil, has leaked to me last week, something that has been known in the gay community for quite some time. I can now make the announcement before anybody else hears it. Ellen DeGeneres is a lesbian, and this is a shocker for many who saw Ellen as an androgynous, fun girl next door type.
No, but I heard she was, I know she was lesbian.
Well, I know you do, because the word's been out in the gay community for a long time, but it's going to go public next week, and we've got a scoop on it in my column. Ellen DeGeneres is gay. Go ahead, Phil.
Okay, we're doing the What's Hot and What's Not list for the year 2002, the spring. Okay, so you're telling me the hottest group is...
I'd like to move it along. And
okay, but you're telling me the hottest group right now is the Backstreet Boys. The hottest TV show is Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. The hottest actor is Leonardo DiCaprio. And the big rumor is Ellen DeGeneres is gay.
That is correct.
But even though I knew this.
What I'm saying to you, Phil, is that right now, it's the entertainment community knows it, yeah.
And I know it, and my wife knows it.
Well, it's people in the entertainment community. But Ellen DeGeneres, this is going to become public next week, so we've got the scoop on it. I do this because I'm gay, and I'd heard about it in the gay community, and you probably heard about it because you've got a lot of people who are friends in the entertainment community who are also gay.
I don't know where I heard it first.
Well, the chances are you heard it from me or another gay person. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. So a lot of these things...
A lot of these things you're saying don't escape your view.
That is correct.
Let me give our phone number out, Doug. We'll get back to your list, who the hottest actress is right now. 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger with our annual Who's Hot and Who's Not list for 2002. Number one group, the Backstreet Boys. Number one TV show, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Hottest star, Leonardo DiCaprio. Hottest rumor, Ellen DeGeneres is gay. All right, who's the big actress right now in the spring of 2002?
Number one at the box office. She's hot. She is box office magic. Everybody wants a piece of this lady. Everybody wants to bask in the warmth and the glow of her talent, Meg Ryan. She is so hot, right? She can't get any bigger. She is right there at the pinnacle. Everybody is going to see her movies. Everyone.
Meg Ryan.
Everybody loves Meg Ryan. She's the big one.
And last year when she was dating Russell Crowe, and
so Meg Ryan is number one. What, Phil? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and
I know you're gay, and I know that you're a journalist.
But the reason why I tell you that I'm gay is because I've got a particular eye for these trends. What is it you're saying?
I'm not saying anything, man. I don't know anything about it. Okay.
Well, that's right.
All right. So Meg Ryan is the hottest actress right now.
That's right.
Well, who's the biggest Hollywood story right now?
But most phenomenal Hollywood story right now. You're going to be hearing a lot about this kid named Haley Joel Osment. This kid is right. Everybody's talking about him. Everybody, everywhere you go, you can't get away from it. Haley Joel Osment this, Haley Joel Osment that. He's doing all kinds of wonderful work.
I got to ask you something, Doug.
Sure.
Aren't these people a little bit like yesterday or...
No. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And
I know that.
But I can assure you I've got an eagle eye for this. I know what's happening.
All right, the next thing is the biggest alternative band.
Right now, that's a band out of Seattle called Pearl Jam. These guys are what's called a grunge band. These guys...
Well, I've heard of them.
I know you've heard of them. They're the hottest thing going.
Hotter than Nickelback? Hotter than Linkin Park?
Oh, who? Yeah. Absolutely. Nickelback? Yeah, right. Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam.
Hotter than Creed?
Yeah, the Hot Creed, they're from like Orlando or something. Now, these guys are out of Seattle on the grunge scene. They're fantastic.
Okay, hold the line here. 1-800-449-8686. You know, it shows you how out of touch a guy can be. We're talking about what's hot and what's not for the spring of 2002. According to Doug Danger, the number one alternative band right now is Pearl Jam. The number one actress is Meg Ryan. The hottest story is Haley Joel Osment. The biggest rumor is Ellen DeGeneres is gay. The hottest actor, Leonardo DiCaprio, and the biggest TV show, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And, the number one group, Backstreet Boys. Doug, I want to just say something, okay? I don't really think...
Phil, I'm a gay man. I'm a gay journalist. I am, because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, I've got a much better eye for trends than you or other people. As gay man, as gay journalist, I know it's hot.
Because you've been spending a lot of times in the clubs and bars downtown.
That's right.
Because gay people got pushed out of the suburbs.
That is absolutely correct. So we've been pushed into a confrontation, what's hot, what's not.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I can't argue with a guy, but who wants to be a millionaire? I thought that show was big, and now it ain't big anymore. 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger with our list of what's hot and what's not for the spring of 2002. We'll be right back on The Phil Hendry Show.
Show
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. So I'm talking here with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. He's the entertainment writer, and we're talking about what's hot and what's not during the spring months. You said something though about the Robert Blake murders, this Robert Blake murder controversy, that he couldn't have done it because he played a cop on TV.
No, Phil, it's not possible. All right. The idea that...
Well, wait a minute. Just because he plays a cop doesn't mean that he can't kill anybody.
Phil, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Because of that...
Well, I know you're a gay man and a gay journalist, and I got your credentials. That doesn't necessarily mean you know...
I have a better view of the facts, I think, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, than perhaps even straight men and straight journalists, because we have had to live on the edge as gay people. We've had to look for the truth a little bit harder in order to facilitate our integration into society. So, you know, I don't know what you're arguing with me about. The fact is Robert Blake couldn't have killed her. Number two, the reason why he couldn't have killed her is the guy is an old man. He's well known for not being all that bright. If you saw this Beretta show, this is about as stupid a guy as you ever saw in your life.
What was stupid about him? And besides, it's a character he's playing.
I'm having a hard time understanding why you're arguing with me. I'm a gay man and I'm a gay journalist.
I know you're a gay man and a gay journalist, Doug.
Then why don't you just shut up and let me tell you what I know as opposed to you tell me what you think. Now, I'm a gay...
Well, you're telling me what's hot right now is the Backstreet Boys. What's hot right now is Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yes, it is. It's sizzling hot.
These shows are from last year and 2 years ago. Backstreet Boys are from 2-3 years ago.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. You're trying to tell me? I mean, we can be contentious if you want, or we can come to a meeting of the minds on this, that what we're talking about right now, Phil, is me and my knowledge as a gay man, as a gay journalist, against you and your knowledge as a guy who goes home to his family in Thousand Oaks, California every night. You're not a part of the scene. I am.
All right, so Robert Blake couldn't have shot Bonnie Lee Bakley because he played a cop on TV and he was old, and you're saying that he was stupid.
Did you ever see this show?
What show, Beretta?
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
This guy was an idiot. He's also, bottom line, an actor. Actors, Phil, don't have the cojones to commit murder. They don't mind play-acting it. They don't mind running around waving a fake gun and shooting off blanks. The reason why actors go into the work that they go into is because they don't have the guts to do the real thing, so they run around on a movie set pretending like they're a badass. Actors do not kill. They're too selfish. So I believe that what we've got here is the wrong guy. And as far as I'm concerned, what they need to do is start looking for the real killer on this thing and quit nailing Robert Blake to a cross on this. The guy is one of the greatest actors of his generation.
Are we talking about Robert Blake, the guy that was on Beretta?
One of the great actors of his generation, yeah.
One of the great actors of his generation.
So in other words, you didn't see Beretta.
I saw Beretta, man. I wouldn't call that one of the all-time great turns as an actor.
Well, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. So Robert Blake is absolutely innocent, according to you, because as an actor, he doesn't have the balls to really pull off a real murder. He just likes to pretend.
That's why they become actors, hello. I'm sure, yeah, right. Okay, Phil, Marlon Brando's really in the mafia. Jesus.
I didn't say Marlon Brando was really in the mafia.
Well, then what are you talking about?
I'm just talking about how I don't see how it's...
Yeah, okay, so in other words, Al Pacino was Sonny Corleone? What we're trying to say...
Well, actually, it was James Caan was Sonny Corleone.
Well, whoever the kid that he played, Michael or something like that, right?
Yeah.
All right, so and you want me to believe that Bill Bixby really turned into the Hulk. Okay, Phil.
I didn't say that.
Okay, that's really great. You wouldn't like me when I get mad... Jesus.
I didn't say that Bill Bixby turns into the Hulk.
Well, then what you need to do is understand that what you're saying is highly irresponsible, calling Robert Blake a murderer when the guy is too stupid, if you ever saw that show, number one. And number two, has another balls because he's a play actor. What they do is get up and play act. Well, are you interviewing me?
No, you know what? You're right. I'm getting too personally invested in this, man, and I shouldn't. I'm sorry. I don't understand your reasoning.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And as a gay man...
you got a better input into what's going on. I got it. Okay. Let's get back to this list now. So the number one rumor in town is that Ellen DeGeneres is a lesbian.
That'll become official next week, but that is the scoop that I've got.
All right, what else have you got?
All right, Phil, moving along. I mentioned that Pearl Jam's the hottest, biggest female singer right now, Mariah Carey. She is on top of the world.
They just put her in a nut house.
I'm telling you, Mariah Carey is the hottest. I don't know where you're getting your information. She's the hottest singer right now. The hottest singer in show business.
Who's the biggest male singing star?
Ricky Martin. The guy is so big. He is so strong. He's got so many women wishing they were Mrs. Ricky Martin. And I think they're going to become a little bit surprised when they find out that this guy's queered in a $2 bill. And I,
well, you can't say that for sure.
No, I can't, but I got a sense about that. And I think a lot of people know what I'm talking about. Biggest TV show right now, funnier than hell. I don't know if you've seen this thing, The Tom Green Show. It is a riot. The guy does all kinds of...
I know what he does. He does all kinds of stunts. He had his testicle taken off on television.
You see that?
I saw parts of it, yeah.
It was fantastic. This guy is a big star, and I predict nothing but big things. He's got a movie in the works right now, and I think it's going to be a hit. The hottest couple right now, David Arquette and Courtney Cox. Everywhere they go, they light it up. Everywhere they go, people roll out the red carpet. People are saying, look at how sexy, look at how they are it, they are now. They dress to kill. Everybody wants to be them. Also, the top country star, I don't know if you're going to be hearing a lot more about this girl, Shania Twain. Here's a girl that has...
Okay, look, Doug.
Hold on for a minute. Here's a girl that has just taken the country world by storm. She's a little bit pop. She's a little bit country. She's all woman. By the way, Phil, Ricky Martin better watch his back because David Hasselhoff is really coming on strong in the music business, and he's got an album coming out that I think just went platinum in, I think, in Germany and Luxembourg or someplace like that.
Top comic. Who's the top comic? I got to get through this, okay? I don't recognize...
You don't know who David Arquette and Courtney Cox is.
No, I know who they are. I just didn't know that they were the hot couple right now. Who's the number one comic?
Robin Williams is the guy who has got everybody talking. Have you seen this guy? What he does is...
I know what he does. I've seen Robin Williams. Why don't you just say Jackie Gleason's the number one comic?
What are you talking about?
Every name you've been coming up with here is like a year old, 2 years old, or 3 years old. What do you mean, David Arquette and Courtney Cox?
Who's hotter?
I don't know who's hotter. Anybody that Benjamin Bratt marries, I guess, is hotter. Robin Williams.
Have you seen him?
No, I haven't seen Robin Williams. What does he do?
He does this improv comedy.
Yes, I've seen him. I saw him on that thing, whatever the hell I was. Good Morning Vietnam.
Well, that was a movie, but right now, he is a...
Okay, what's the number one TV talk show right now?
Montel Williams. This guy, he doesn't look too good. Although he might have... I'm thinking he has multiple sclerosis, but I don't want to scare him. The top Survivor contestant is Colleen Haskell, and the hottest late-night show right now, Politically Incorrect. Wow! Wow! It's something else. Hello.
Yeah, I'm here, man. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Doug Danger. He says Robert Blake is innocent. Couldn't have committed the murders because he used to play a cop on TV. He comes from New York, so he ain't that bright. And because he's an actor, he hasn't got the guts to commit real murder. He only waves a fake gun around the set and fires off blanks.
By the way, Phil, Robin Williams is going to be starring in his own TV show where he plays an alien.
Yeah, thank you. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Doug Danger is with me. Doug is from the Orange County Courier, entertainment writer. Why? Let me ask you something. You don't think Robert Blake killed Bonnie Lee Bakley?
No, I don't. It's not that I don't think. I know he didn't kill Bonnie Lee.
Okay, then did O.J. kill his wife?
Yes, he did.
Why?
O.J. was guilty because he's an athlete. Athletes often kill. Athletes are capable of killing. Actors who play cops do not do that. It's just a simple matter, Phil, of training. It's a simple matter of psychology. Athletes are violent by nature. Actors play as if they're violent, but in point of fact, they are the meekest, mildest people in the world and wouldn't even think of harming anybody. That's just the fact. Name me one actor who's ever killed anybody.
Well, I don't know.
No, you don't know because there isn't anybody. No, Robert Blake is innocent. I'm a gay man. I'm a gay journalist. I've studied these things. This is not for naught, Phil. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go over to Carl on the Phil Hendry Show. Carl?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, sir. You're on the air. Go ahead.
First of all, I think that guy that still thinks Morgan Mindy's hot because Robin Williams plays an
Have
agent
you seen
on
this?
That show.
Have you seen the show?
He's obviously been lost on an island somewhere. When did he get back to the States?
Don't you know that Robin Williams has been hot?
Robin Williams is the hottest comedian right now.
And where have you been? Did you play Wilson on that Castaway movie?
Anyway, do you have a question or comment, sir?
I said, did you play Wilson on the
Castaway movie?
Because your intelligence were about as high as his.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, sir. I happen to have an insight into the entertainment business that, forgive me, you don't have.
No, I don't see how you can say that.
First of all, where do you live? I live in Hollywood.
I'm in California every week, fella.
Just because you're in Needles dropping off another load of Moo Cow Creamers doesn't mean that you...
Okay, look. Carl, what was the point?
No. You got it all wrong, fella. Obviously blinded to the real world. Something against, though, Robert Blake because...
I got nothing against Robert Blake.
Either that or you're in love with the guy.
I just said the guy is not guilty. So read it and weep.
There's nothing
Blake
to read,
not
fella.
Guilty.
I don't think anybody even knows who you are.
Robert Blake,
except
well, I
you're
know
some idiot
nobody,
on the radio.
Nobody knows who you are, that's for sure. And Robert Blake is innocent, believe me.
Well, you know what they say about opinions, everybody's
believe,
got one.
Don't believe me, Carl. I bet you if I hit you on the head with a 2x4, you wouldn't know you got hit. I'll tell you.
I got hit.
You know you got hit?
I would say the same thing about you because you're still living in the past.
I'm living in the past.
You're the guy that said that the hottest couple right now is David Arquette and Courtney Cox.
I don't even know who they are.
Carl, who's the hottest couple in Hollywood right now?
I would say that would have to be...
you and your dog, right?
Sandra Bullock.
Okay, so...
That was real funny.
Sandra Bullock.
Okay, Carl, anything else?
Yeah, Sandra Bullock and Julia Roberts are hot right now.
No, they're not hot. Carl, you stick to hauling loads of rebar.
You're chasing the Backstreet Boys. That says a whole lot about your mentality.
Wait a second. You know who the Backstreet Boys are?
Yeah, I know who they are.
Or do you just take boys up the back street?
Yeah.
All right, so
yeah,
now what
right
is this? Is this devolving into a...
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. You got me arguing with a truck driver or something?
Go ahead. I'm dying to hear this.
Okay, Carl, I thought you had a comment, Carl, about Robert Blake. You don't? All right, see you later. 1-800-449-8686. Here's Robert on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
That dumbass didn't know it.
Fine. Hello.
Hello.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you. First of all, as a straight man and a straight businessman, and I'm not a homophobe, I'm just wondering why your guest needs to continually polarize himself from the rest of everybody else by continually stating that he's a gay man and a gay journalist.
Doug, how do you respond to that?
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist because that gives me an added insight into the things that I report on.
I understand that, but why do you feel it necessary to preface everything that you say?
I'm gay.
Before that.
That's right.
That's straight, and I'm straight, but I'm not homophobe, but I don't need to hear everything that you say that you're gay and you're a gay journalist.
So you got a problem with gay people?
Not at all. I've also prefaced myself before by saying I'm not a homophobe.
I happen to have a certain kind of vision that gay people have, an ability to see the truth.
I understand that. You've made that abundantly clear. I'm just curious why you find it necessary.
What do you mean, gay vision?
To continually say it.
Homo vision gives you the opportunity that...
Homo vision.
Yes. And gives me the opportunity to see into some of these things. That's why I can tell you, without fear of contravention, that Robert Blake is as innocent and as clean as a baby's ass. And he will walk. Okay. Don't worry about it.
All right, Robert, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. And among other things, he says Robert Blake is innocent because he played a cop, so he's got to be innocent. Also, he's too stupid. He's from New York, and actors don't kill. I asked him about O.J. Simpson. He said, by the way, I said, why did O.J. Simpson kill his wife? He says, well, athletes can kill because they're violent. He's also gone on to tell us that the hot TV show this season is the Tom Green Show. The biggest female singer right now is Mariah Carey, and the number one alternative band, Pearl Jam. What is this, 1992? 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Show 1-800-449-8686.
This is the Phil Hendry Show. The voice there of Doug Danger was performed by me, and those people who called in thought Doug was a real guy talking about how Robert Blake can't possibly be guilty. He's an actor, and actors are too scared to be killers. Now, on Friday's show, Steve Bozell, who's a construction contractor from Corona, was on our program talking about how he was considering a lawsuit against Blue Cross. And the reason why he was considering a lawsuit against Blue Cross is that they wouldn't cover him for a disease that he self-diagnosed. He believes that he suffers from necrophilia. And why does he believe he suffers from necrophilia? Because he downloaded some pictures of a woman he thought was Bonnie Lee Bakley, and then he went into the bathroom and pleasured himself to these pictures, and then he found out that she was dead. So he was, to quote himself, paddling it, end quote, to a dead woman. Here's Mr. Bozell.
Bill Hendry. Flashback.
Okay, I don't think it's strange at all that he's playing with himself to Blondie or Jessica Rabbit, because I know quite a few men who think that Jessica Rabbit's pretty hot. Okay.
Don't you think that's weird because she's a made-up drawing?
Well, no, not really, because if you look at Jessica Rabbit, she's got all the features that a perfect woman should have: the long red hair, the nice bust, the nice curves. Okay, so if you imagine...
But she's all made up.
Well, she's a cartoon woman, but she's very attractive.
Right,
so
right.
I'm not sick if I paddle it to that.
No, sir.
Now, what I'm trying to understand, okay, the picture that he's pleasuring himself to, she's alive, right, in the picture?
Yeah, we've established that, right, Steve?
Okay, well, I mean, like, if you look at old pictures of Marilyn Monroe in her potato sack dress with her boobs hanging out, I mean... You know, it's not really hard to look at those pictures and pleasure yourself.
Well,
it's
I think it's the same thing
as looking at porn. The only thing is, it's like old porn. When you look at the pictures of Betty Page, okay?
I don't know
if you guys know who Betty Page is.
Yeah, she was one of the original Playboy models, right?
Right, okay.
You're a girl?
Yes.
How come you know all about naked women?
I used to dance in a club, so I know quite a bit about.
You're not no lesbian or nothing like that.
No.
Okay.
No, but my sister still dances in a club, so I know quite a bit about naked women, and I also know quite a bit about necrophilia.
What club did you dance in?
Do what?
What club did you dance in?
Oh, that's none of your business, because you live too far away anyway. But anyways.
Are you redhead too?
Do what?
Wait a minute, Steve. Come on, let the woman talk.
I just wonder if you're a redhead.
Okay, this is the problem he was having with the last call.
Absolutely.
He didn't let anybody talk.
Where are you at right now?
Hold on, Steve. I guess he's imagining you in the club now or something, Shelby.
Oh, okay.
Are you wearing something good?
Jesus Christ.
Man. Go ahead, Shelby.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, but anyways, I also know quite a bit about necrophilia, because I actually started writing a book about sexual repression and serial killers.
Hold on for a minute. Would you please take him out?
Okay.
Yeah.
I had to pot him down. Go ahead. You wrote a book about serial killers?
Well, I started to write a book about sexual repression and serial killers. So I did a lot of study and research on serial killers who actually were necrophiliacs. Okay? So to actually be a necrophiliac, you have to go out and physically have sex with a dead person.
Okay, would it be bad for me to paddle it to a picture of Jane Mansfield after the head come off?
After the head came off?
Yeah, ma'am.
To a picture?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that
yeah,
would be
that'd
kind
be
of,
sick.
Well, yeah, that would be pretty sick, but it's no different than Rotten.com. I don't know if you guys have ever been on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's
but,
all messed up stuff, okay?
Yeah, it's all messed up stuff, and people are attracted to look at that because it's messed up, okay? It's like when you drive by a wreck and you see bodies everywhere. You don't want to look at it, but you can't help but look at it, okay?
What's a pretty girl
shut
like,
him up.
What's a pretty girl like you doing looking at all chopped off heads?
Well, you know, when you go to write a book about human nature...
I bet I can really go for you, I bet.
Okay, will you knock it off, please?
What do you look like?
You know what? This is probably... You get this all the time when you dance in the club, huh, Shelby?
Yeah, pretty often, actually. You know, you meet sickos every day. But the guy is actually... telling everybody that he's sick, okay? But he wants to collect all this money because he has a messed up mind, and I just don't think that's right at all. I think he's trying to get a free ride from all of these people, and it's just ridiculous. It's a ridiculous, and everybody in the courts are going to laugh at him, and they're going to throw him out.
What do you think about if we had a threesome with a dead lady?
All right, buddy, you know, you're freaking me out.
He's pretty weird.
A threesome with a dead lady.
He's pretty weird. Now, that's kind of messed up. But, anyway.
Oh, kind of messed up? Did you hear him?
He can keep dreaming about that.
Yeah. Okay.
But to actually be a necrophiliac, you do have to physically go out and have sex with a dead person.
You know all about sex, don't you?
All right, hang up on him. He's a foul thing of the night.
Phil Hendry's Flashback.
A foul thing of the night. I think I got that from a Dracula movie I saw once. Dracula's a foul thing of the night. All right, 1-800-449-8686. So there you go. There's a guy. Now, that's a good way of dealing with the Bunny Lee Bakley Robert Blake controversy. What are you going to talk about? What are you going to talk about? On this show, we got some guy paddling it to a picture of who he thinks is Bonnie Lee Bakley, and he's got necrophilia going on. You see, we make a nice little connection there. We can talk about anything. Just all we need is a little context. I love listening to these guys jawjacking this Robert Blake story. What the hell are you going to talk about on this thing until it goes to trial? Is he guilty? I don't know. Who could possibly answer that question? So then you get down to characterizing the guy personally. He's short. His TV show sucked. He didn't have a really great movie career. I saw somebody from TV Guide commenting on how his guilt or innocence. It was a writer for TV Guide. Do you see the insanity? There was a writer they had on from TV Guide. This was a writer who is ordinarily assigned to reviewing television shows. And she's sitting there talking about, this is a man who killed his wife. Here's a guy. I mean, God, can't you sue for stuff like that? Can't you turn around and sue somebody for calling you a murderer? When in point of fact, it hasn't been proven yet. So that's why I said, and I tried to make this point last hour, probably not very well, but I think our show deals with the issues of the day as well, if not better, than anybody else. And I get this, and this is really frustrating for me. I get this a lot. Well, what kind of a show does he do? He does kind of a shtick show. He does kind of a, Opie and Anthony thing. He does kind of a, you know, Phil's sort of a comb-over boy, Opie and Anthony. Isn't he kind of an FM talk kind of a guy? And then I get the other side of it, which is, well, he's too much of a schtickmeister for news talk. His show is too, well, it's too funny. I think that's the number one problem with our show for most news talk stations. If the show's too funny. If you're going to be on a news talk station in America today, you have to be fairly pedestrian. You've got to be a little lowbrow with your humor. You've got to be kind of redundant. You have to sort of hit all the obvious points. You can't surprise anybody. You need to churn those phone calls with some really vanilla point of view that you got, and that's how you make it. Now, we come on with a fairly provocative kind of program, with a show that's pretty smart, and we deconstruct the story better than anybody and reassemble it into just like the oddest looking thing you've ever seen. We can deconstruct the freaking Model A and turn it into a Corvette better than any other radio show in America today. And what do I get for my trouble? I got people saying, well, he's not really news talk. You tell me one news talk host out there right now, I don't care who it is, Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, Michael Savage, I don't care who does an issue better than we do. You want to know what our problem is? We mix in satire, a few laughs, and we make fun of the callers. And most of these hosts, good guy, they wouldn't have a show if they didn't have these callers sitting there calling them up and telling them how fantastic they are, and they're just the most breath of fresh air, and yada, yada, yada. What am I doing? Am I getting angry? I'll tell you what's pissing me off. Those swallows are still crapping on my house. That's what's really driving me, ape. We're right in the middle. We fall right down in the middle between those, the really nothing kind of 16th generation morning zoo ripoff shows, and we fall right down the middle between those and all of those so-called right-wing, conservative, you know, the new breed talk show host, Clinton bashing, I don't know what the hell you want to call them kind of guys, you know. They're all like, they're on a big mission, man. They're going to rip all the liberals the hell out of America. They're going to put them all in an oven, man, and cook them. They're going to put all the liberals in a concentration camp where they belong, right? We're right in the middle. And I'm so proud of this show, I can't even begin to tell you that we are nothing like anything else that's out there. I'm very proud of that. But it makes our climb uphill a lot tougher. Because you think we got any program directors out there that recognize that this program is the ultimate commentary on the news and on the talk medium itself? You think we got any program directors out there that recognize that we deconstruct and reconstruct a topic better than any other show out there? That we can break a story down to its emotional essentials faster than any other show? You think we got PDs out there that actually get that? This is radio, baby. It takes years for them to embrace anything new. Years! So we'll just keep plugging along, doing what we do. Next thing you know, the world's going to catch up to us. Like this Jamie Kennedy kid. I really think Phil Hendry's funny. He's fantastic. He's an influence of mine. He's the guy with the TV show, not me. Not I don't bear the guy any ill will. I'm glad that he's got success. I got these TV people knocking on my door for 5 years. What do you want to do? Do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? Do you want to do this? I know, Phil. What we'll do is we'll take your ideas and we'll put them into a TV show with another host. And we'll call it the Jamie Kennedy Experiment. That's a great idea, because who wants to see your fat, bald head? I could have been the executive producer on that thing. But then I probably wouldn't have hired Jamie. Not because I got anything against you, Jamie. I just, I think Taylor's better looking. I don't know. Okay, 1-800-449-8686 on the Phil Hendry Show. So I went out to the DeWitt Center today, and I got armed to the teeth, and I'm ready to commit homicide on some swallows. And that's just such an exciting story, and we'll tell you about it in just a few minutes. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.